We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yudal Amud Aleph, and we are beginning approximately 5 lines from the top of Kuf Yudal Amud Aleph. Amar Rav Chiya ba'Abba Amar Rav Yechanan, G'nai hu l'talmud chacham, sh'yetze b'menalayim ha'metulam l'shuk. It's not nice for a talmud chacham to go out with patched up shoes to the shuk. It doesn't look good for Ben Torah to not have the clothing, patched clothing, patched shoes. That's a G'nai hu talmud chacham. Frank the Gemara, Ravacha Bachanina Nafik, Ravacha Nina, who was a Talmud Chacham, went out like that. Om Ravacha Bereid Rav Nachum, Taloy Gabi Taloy. The Issa is Dafka if it's a patch above a patch. But one patch, that's fine, that's not a Gnai. Vom Ravchia Ba'abar Mechron, called Talmud Chacham, Shinimtsu Ravava Bigdoy. Any Talmud Chacham who you find a grease stain on his beged, Chayiv Misa. He's Chayiv Misa, Shinema, Kom Misanei Oive Moves, Altikum Misanei, Ela Masdiai. Anyone who causes them to hate me, which means it's a chila Hashem, then they like death, which means anyone who causes a chila Hashem is chayiv misa. Any talmud chacham who you find, it's not covered at Torah to have a dirty shirt, because Rashi says shemasim atzmam be'inei abriyos. It makes them disgusting in the einei abriyos. Ve'abriyos omrim, and the people say oy lehem loim de Torah shem usim umuganim. It turns out it's causing people to hate the Torah. So we know that a chil Hashem, the only way you get a kapara is chil Hashem, is Misa. That's the lashon, that's of Ben Yehuda Taisha's Chayiv Misa. Because since he's causing a chil Hashem, therefore he's Chayiv Misa. Called Chamram, Shnimsa Revava, Big the Chayiv Misa. Ravina Amar Reved Itmar. Not Revav, Reved. Reved means, Rashi says, Shechva Zera. The lashon of I'm beautifying a bed. It's lashon of shechva zera. Revet itvar. It's harder to shtikol stira. Revet is much more disgusting than stomach grease stain. So it sounds like only if you find a revet dechayiv misa. So it sounds like gemachalik. It's more no v'loy piggy. Habaglim v'habalavusha. On the outer baged, you shouldn't even have a grease stain because that's what you're walking out to the street with, and that's how you present yourself. But the inside, like say wearing a jacket, the inside under your jacket, there a grease stain is kefarlich. But there, to have a shechva zera even under the jacket is not nice, it's disgusting. And that would also be chayiv misa because it could cause a chil Hashem if someone sees it. It says in the pasuk by Yeshayo, Kasha holach avdi Yeshayo, Yeshayo went orum v'yachaf, without clothing and barefoot. So it means mamish, went without clothing and went barefoot. No, orum v'begodim, v'bluim, means he went with begodim that were worn out. V'yachaf v'menalai matlom, he went out with patched up shoes. And we're calling that orum v'yachaf. So tomorrow, I want to mention about revav and different things. We'll talk about Hilchos Chatzitza a little bit. And to me, the Chum also will come into this next Gemara. Tanan Hasam, revav al hamadeya. If someone has a mardeya, he has a saddle that has to be toiled, and it has a little grease stain on it, the loch is, Tanakama says, it's chaitzitz. It's chaitzitza. We're talking about a type of stain that has a little bit height to it. It has a little bit mamashus. It's not just a stain that's a color. From Shemir Amilay, my adke issa atalki. It's not enough if it's a mashum. It has to be the size of an issa atalki. That's mardas. Val begodim. When you have a stain on begodim that was saying that if you tovel that, that's a chatzitza. What's a shir chatzitza? Mitzad echad in chaytzitz. If it's a type of stain, it's only on one side, it's not chaytzitz. Mishnei tzadim chaytzitz. It has to be thick enough and greasy enough that it goes through two sides. That's what makes a chatzitza. That's a Tanakama hold. So Rabbi Yehuda Imam, Shem Rishmal, Shem Rabbi Shmal, up mitzad echad chaytzitz. Even one side on a beged, even if it only goes to one side, it goes through both sides on a beged, still it's chaytzitz. If you're Rabbi Shmuel that says that by clothing, even one side is a problem of chatzitza, what about my das mitzad echad? What about my das mitzad echad mishnei tzadim? What's lach by a saddle? Have to be from going through and through, or one side's enough? Amalei. So he says, Amalei zulo shemat. Didn't hear exactly this, but kiritzma shemat. They heard a similar thing that tonight we learned. And the Mishnah Makvayis also. Basically, Mishnah Banoim, Banoim, which means now the Gemara is Taichim, means Tamid Chachamim, Mitzad Echad. There, a spot on the Beged is from one side. Vishal Bor, from Amaris, Shnei Tzadim, and told it from both sides, it's not a Chatzitza. One side by a Bor is not a Chatzitza, by a Tam Chacham, yeah. Veloite merdas chashuvam bigdash al maritz. A merdas should be more chashuv begdar. Madach a begdar maritz only chatzitz of two sides. Merdas for sure should be like that. That's the Gemara's tiding. Frank the Rishash, Rishash asks, what do you mean? What kind of raya is from Rabbi Yossi? We're going now, and Rabbi Shmuel holds that Mitzad Echod, Evi is choitzes by everyone. He's not machalik. And we had the Mishnah before. It says, Rehudom Shem Rabbi Shmuel, Af Mitzad Echod choitzes, Sai by Tam Chacham, Sai by Am Aretz. So the question was, according to him, what's the halacha of a Mar Da'as? So you tell me from Rabbi Yossi, who's machalik between a Tamad Chacham and Am Aretz, that by him, a Mar Da'as is not more chashuv than Vegan Aretz. Very good. For Rabbi Yossi, you're right. Mar Da'as needs from two sides. But who said for Rabbi Shmuel, you need from two sides of Mar Da'as? That's what Shah Shah. So he says this episode of Teretz that could be, he doesn't say that Teretz, others say the Teretz that he doesn't like, that it could be, you don't want to make a new machloikis between Rab Yossi and Rabbi Shmuel. We have one machloikis clear by Am Aretz if it needs to start them and not to be choitzes. You want to make another machloikis by Mar Da'as also? We didn't want to do that, and therefore it's a raya that by Mar Da'as, so Kuli Amma, it needs two from two sides. Look, the Marmai Banoim. What's Losh Banoim? We teach Banoim means Tamid Chacham. What does that mean? How does Banoim mean Tamid Chacham? Or Rabbi Yechonon, Elo Tamid Chacham Shoyiskim Evyonei Shal Oylem Kol Yemeim. They call Banoim because they build the world. They are Oisik in the building of the world all their days. When they learn Torah, that's what keeps the world going. Without the world would not exist. Kavuyi in the Pesukim. That without the Torah, the world would not exist. So the Oisik Evyonei Shal Oylem Kol Yemeim. Or Rabbi Yechonon. Ezu Talmud Chacham, Shemachzirim Lo Avedav Tviyas Zayin. The law is that Talmud Chacham has a special privilege that if he says, I recognize a certain thing that was lost, a certain object, and he says, I recognize that's mine, even without a simon, he's believed, and they give it back to him. But you have to first be a certified to me the Talmud Chacham. And we know what the Gemara says in Eil Metzias, he can never ever lie. And what's not enough either, never lies. He has to be a Talmud Chacham also. And what's another din of Tbiyas Talmud Chacham? Is a makbid achaluka lahayfrei. There's makbid, if he's wearing his shirt inside out, he puts it back the other way. Because it doesn't look nice to have the seams on the outside. So someone was makbid, Talmud Chacham was makbid the way it looks. That's part of being a Talmud Chacham. Who's a Talmud Chacham that gets appointed, that we will appoint him as a parnas on Sibur, that is someone who can ask him halacha in every single place in Shas, and he answers, even the Masechta Skala. Masechta Skala is one of the small Masechtas a lot of Gemaras have printed behind Masechtas of Avodah Zarah, and it's like Masechta Soifrim, different Masechta Skala, starts with Kala, Beloi Bracha, Asula Baila Kanida. Talks about different Shav Brachas, things, different Kala things. So that's Masechta Skala. So it says, he has such a Talmud Chacham, they ask him every place, even Masechta Skala. What's the Chiddush of Masechta Skala? So Rashi says that even though people don't usually learn that, they just learn, regular Shas, they don't learn that, and he puts his mind to it and learns it, that means he's a Talmud Chacham. Tosfos, on top of the Amud, does not like this Pshat, because there's a Gemara in Kedushas Mashma, like that's the minimum, Masechta Skala, that's a starting point. So therefore, Tosfos a different shot. Masechta Skala means he knows, he remembers even all the shiurim that the Rabbanon said before the Yom Tovim. That's what, so you can ask him even on that, and even that he remembers. But like upon him, Tam Chacham is someone, you ask him all over, fill Masechta Skala. That's called a Tam Chacham who you could put as a parnas al tzibur, make him the leader of the tzibur. Which Talmud Chacham are the city people mechuyev to do his malacha and support him? That's a person, that's Talmud Chacham, who doesn't do anything for himself, he only does for Shemaim. And therefore, that's such a person who's oisib bechefze Shemaim all day, you have to support. That's only, you have to support him just enough to give him food to eat. You don't have to support any chosh of a lifestyle, but like upon him, you have to make sure he has enough food to eat. Who's the Talmud Chacham? Anyone you ask him in every place for Imra. What's the difference? So new parents, I'll see what make him a parents. So the Gemara just explains. If he knows one Masechta and you ask him anyway that Masechta, he answers. Then be'asrei. Then he could be the parents of that city. If kuloi Tanuya, if he knows all over, then Bereish Pesifti, he can make him even the Rosh Shiva. And Shailas, we just have before. Eizu Tamachum Shemanim Paras Al Sibri. You have to ask every year Masech Laskala. How's Shtim with this Gemara? So either Shtim with this Gemara by saying that before we're talking about Reish Masifta also. Or another pshat that they say is that before means that any Masech that he's learning, you can ask him while he's learning it. And it means Taka, the someone who you're appointing as the Rav of the community, not the Rav of the Reish Shiva, which is Rabban Shalakal Yisrael, which what it means of the community. So it comes out like this, it comes out in the Gemara, that if you ask him anywhere in Shas at any time, then he's the Rabban Shalakal B'nai Yisrael, is the Reish Masifta. But if in Masechta he's learning, you can ask him anyway, he'll know, then he could be the Rav of the community. So that's one pshat in Banoim. Banoim means Tamid the Chamim, and we said there, even Mitzad Echad, according to Rabbi Yossi, even a stain on one side will be Chaitis. The Tanakhama holds anyone, one side is enough of a stain, but Rabbi Yossi was Mechalik between Banoim and Abur. There's not a pshat on Banoim. Shim Ralak Hashem, we know what Banoim are? Elu Kalim, Halu Yarem, Abam, Medina Siyam. These are special. It's like something like a towel type material that they wore when they came out of the bathhouse and they sat and dried out. In those days, going to the bathhouse was a gansa malacha, could be a few hour deal. And the bathhouse attendants had these special towels that they used to wear, and it was called Kalim Halurayim. And they used to come from Dinas Yom, and they had to be very clean. It was a very chash of a matzah when they sat down after the bath, so it had to be perfectly clean. Zakti Gemara, so you're telling me there a stain shows. What does that mean? Lameimra the chirinin, it must be, it's white. Because it wouldn't be white, the stains wouldn't show. Zakti Gemara, v'amlu Rabbi Yani lebanav, banai, Rabbi Yani told his children, banai, al tek peruni lebekeim levenim, don't, levanim, don't give me tachrichim. He said when he dies, don't bury him with white tachrichim, white shrouds, lebekeim mishcherim, not with black tachrichim. Why not? He doesn't want to be white because he might land up as a in Gehenim Chas V'Shalom. And then they're all black there because it says anyone in Gehenim turns black. So he's wearing a white tachrichim will look like a chosim to the Avelim. And don't give me shcherim. I don't wear white. I'm black tachrichim. Shema eskevek avol ben chasam. Then I'm sit between all the Gan Eden, all the white clothing. I don't want to be black either. Ella, he said, "Bekalim haluraim." I want to have a red, the red ones. Abam dinasiyam. Al masum kininu. See, they're red, because he doesn't want white. He doesn't want black. He wants in between, which was like a light red. So the question is, Hakia say that there's a problem of a stain, because if it's a problem of a stain, it must be white. Here it's mevuyah from Rabbi Yanai that they were not white. They were in between white and black. They were like red. So they were like kasha beglimi ha belavushi. There's a difference in the outer and the inner. The kelim or alayim that were on the outer ones, they were red. But the inner ones were white. And the inner ones were white. And those had to be mamish very clean because they're the white ones that were inside. And those are the ones that it said that the makbet even are a little bit stained because that's the inside one. That was the 100% white ones. And that had a problem. They had to make sure that it had to be 100% clean. So Rabbi Yani is talking about the outside, and he's talking the kelim halurayim. The thing has to be makbul on his inside. So talking about Ravaitim. Rabbi Shmuel and Makaplim. We're telling our Mishnah that Rabbi Shmuel said two things. That we're talking about Yom Kippur and Shabbos. He said Yom Kippur falls down on Friday, Yom Kippur falls down on Sunday. So he said, first of all, you're allowed to fold something from Yom Kippur to Shabbos. Why? Because Yom Kippur is less kaddish than Shabbos, and also you can makriv Shabbos is the chalavim on Sunday Yom Kippur. Why? Because Yom Kippur is less of a kedusha. That was a small shita. Rabbi Akiva says no. They're both exactly the same. Now, before we learn next Gemara, just to speak of one more thing, is that when you bring a carbon on Shabbos, you're allowed to bring the emurim on Shabbos because it's that day's carbon. But if you bring a carbon on a regular Friday, that's weekday, and you forgot to bring, because the halacha is emurim can be brought at night. But if you got to bring it by day, you want to bring it at night, you're not allowed to bring it on Shabbos. That's the halacha. But here the question is, what about Yom Kippur is a Murim on Shabbos? Or Shabbos is a Murim on Yom Kippur? Or Shabbos is a Murim on Yom Tov? That's the Gemara is going to discuss. Tana Rabbanan. The Pasuk says, Oilas Shabbos b'Shabbatoy. You could bring the Oilas Shabbos. So first the drasha is without the toy. Without the, with the Vav, extra Vav. Oilas Shabbos b'Shabbos. You could bring the Oilas Shabbos on a different Shabbos. Limeid, Rabbi Shmuel says, Limeid al chelvei Shabbos ukev b'yom kippurim. You know, Yom Kippur is also called Shabbos and sometimes. So learn from here that you could bring the Imurim of Shabbos that you didn't bring on Shabbos, you could bring it that night, much of Shabbos, which is Yom Kippurim, you could bring it on Yom Kippur, even though it's not Yom Kippur's carbon. Because Yom Kippur is less of a Kedusha, and therefore you could bring Shabbos as Kabbalah to Yom Kippur. Yochav Shem Kippur v'Shabbos, maybe even Friday, that landed Yom Kippur, you could, and you didn't bring the Imurim, you could bring it that on Shabbos, Tamalem v'Shabbat Toy. It has to be Yom Shabbos. It can't be different Shabbos. That's a miyut. There's a miyut and a ribuy. Or Shabbos, but Shabbos says it could be on different Shabbos. But Shabbat Tois is only on its own Shabbos. That's being a miyut that you can't bring Yom Kippur for Shabbos. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. So Shmuel Shita, which Yom Kippur is less of a kedusha than Shabbos. Rabbi Kiva, no. Oil Shabbos for Shabbat. So the first part, Oil Shabbos for Shabbos. Limud al chelvei Shabbos ukevim v'yomtiv. That's on a regular yomtiv of Yikar, which is more cool than Yom Kippur. Yochaf Yom Kippur, Tamalem Shabbat Toi. Only on its own Shabbos, we can't bring it on Yom Kippur. So what's the Biyar Machlekes of Shmuel Rukiva? Because Timsa Leimar, we want to really explain the Machlekes, the Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, the Dorim Adavah is Kraven B'Yomtiv. Rabbi Shmuel holds anyway you're allowed to bring the Dorim Adavah on Yom Tov. It means if you decide to bring a Neder on Yom Tov, it's no problem. And even though the Machlekes of Mesechlis Beyah, and some say only can bring Chiyuvim on Yom Tov, but you can't just bring a carbon you want on Yom Tov, only can bring Chiyuvim. But he holds, you're allowed to bring even a Dharma Yom Tov. So it's possible you're allowed to bring the Emurim on Yom Tov. So the Pasuk that must be Marba something else. It was Marba that the Emurim, you're allowed to bring a Yom Kippur. V'chi it's a Kral Yom Kippur. Well, the Rabbi Kiva, he holds a Dharma Darvas, ain't Krav Yom Tov. You can't bring a Dharma Darvas on Yom Tov. So therefore, you need a Pasuk, special Pasuk, that you're allowed to bring the Chalovim of Shabbos, the Emurim of Shabbos on Yom Tov. V'chi it's a Kral, the Mishra of Yom Tov. You need the Pasuk to allow it to bring it on Yom Tov, because by him, Dharma Darvas Yom Tov, also on Yom Tov. Definitely a special pasuk to say, the Chalavim of Shabbos can be brought on Yom Tov.